Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good afternoon and good morning. And thank you so much for joining me. I'm always grateful. My name is Jean Souch, and also known as Jean of Divine Healing. So I've had several conversations in person with people lately. And that this topic that they bring up is, why is it always such a chore to self-love? And we talked about things like when we're living with another person that we love, whether it's our partner or our child, we go out of our way, such as we might make a special breakfast, we might, and I'm not talking about because it's their birthday or anniversary, I'm talking about like on a regular day, we might decide to make them a special breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We might even clean the tub so they can take a bath, right? We might go out to the store and replace our socks and underwear. You're laughing at that right now, but you're laughing also because you know what I'm saying is true, right? It's always so easy for us to caretake another human being than it is for us, than it is for ourselves. And I'm a perfect example about the tub thing because a couple of days ago, my guide said, you know, Jean, you really should get in the bath and put some oils in and just soak and meditate, right? And I said, oh, I'm too tired. I don't want to do this, right? I just want to go to bed because I would have to clean the tub. Not that it was filthy, but, you know, to take a bath. And they said, okay, well, go get your foot bucket thing and put that in, put some hot water in there and some Dr. Teal and let's bless the water for you so you can do that. Would you do that then, right? And I said, no, I'm too tired to go upstairs to get it and then to bring it downstairs. No, I don't want to do that. I just want to go to bed, right? So I went to bed, right? Okay, well, that's a perfect example, okay? And it's not because I don't love myself. I do love myself. I was just too tired to do it. Okay, that's the difference there. But even if we're tired, we will still do it for another human being. So I want to say to you and all everybody listening now and live later that it's time that we do that for ourselves. Okay, some people are very good at it and some people aren't. Some people can turn their cell phones off and just unplug for a while. That's self-love. And some people can't. And it's okay. I'm not coming from a judgmental place. I just thought, what a great healing meditation to do tonight, right? Let's get rid of those obstacles and personal sabotages that you that we each and all personally do, including myself, right? Because I can own it. Get rid of them, huh? And let's bring back, besides the light and the love within us, let's also bring back that part of that self-care, self-nurturing, self-love back in. As we release those sabotages, okay? Please have your water ready because as soon as we're done, we'll charge your water. I'm just going to take a sip of water right now. But I'm going to mute my phone so you don't listen to it going down my throat because I've got my earbuds in and I don't want to do that to you. Okay, thank you for your patience. I'm great. All righty. Let's place your feet on the floor, please. Do not cross your hands. As you gently begin to take some breath of divine light, pure divine light, and exhale divine light, allow yourself to become comfortable in your position. Allow yourself to even close your eyes if you can. And only just so you can tune all your surroundings out so you can fully be present for yourself. This being here every Wednesday night with me is self-love. Why? Because every week I offer you a short healing meditation. So it's self-love that you're hearing, you're participating. So please go inside your mind silently to yourself. I choose with my sovereign free will to relieve all my personal obstacles so that I can more caretake and self-love, which restores me in my home and when I'm out in the world. All right, now that you've all done that, breathing in divine light, exhale divine light, let's go right into the feet chakras. Here we go. Breathe in divine light. Exhale divine light. And forgive me for not previously mentioning, I invited all the divine feminine. And you're asking, who, Jean? Well, I'm going to tell you. Beloved Kateri, beloved Lakshmi, beloved Kuan Yin, beloved Mother Mary, beloved Mother Earth, beloved Supreme Creator of all love and life. And those of you who are sensitive to energies, I know you can feel them now. As we breathe in divine light and exhale into the feet chakras. I'm sensing some male energy struggles. Just because you're in a man's body doesn't mean that you don't need to self-care and self-nurture. Maybe self-nurturing for you is being in the woods, something like that, or whatever it is that gives you that serenity. Let go, okay? It's all good. You deserve this. Here we go. Breathe in that divine light. Much better. Breathe in this divine light and exhale into your root chakra. And we are including, as we breathe into the root, all lifetimes that we are in a male body or a female body, and the bodies that we are currently in this lifetime. Because, you know, in other life too, we made self-sacrifices. So we want to release them all. Breathe in that divine light. Exhale into your root chakra. Excellent. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your sacral. Breathing in that divine light. Exhale into the sacral. It's really okay. Give yourself permission. Maybe say this to yourself. I give myself permission to let these obstacles go because consciously I know that I deserve to self-nurture and self-care and self-love. There you go, shift. Because as you know, I am channeling the divine right now. So we are connected to each and every one of you, whether you're listening live or in the archives. Let's now go in and breathe into the navel, into the umbilical cord, through your family line, and the generation back. Okay? And let go of those obstacles. Let go of your family programming, especially women. You know, my generation of women, and I'm sure before me and probably some after me, were programmed for women to put themselves last. They put God first, their family, or then their husband, and then their children first, right? And somewhere on the list, you could find them. So let that go. Because, you know, about 20 years ago, I had a conversation with Mother Mary and Jesus. And they said, Jean, you live in a fast-paced world where people don't take the time to refill their cup, to refill their energy, to just rest, right? And so what they said is exactly true. Now, we've all had almost 3 months of personal inner time to go in and do all these things that we haven't gotten to do because we were so busy. And for some people, going back to work this past Monday, it has been a real struggle for them. And we'll talk about that in a moment. If not, I will bring it up next week because it's important. So let's let go of that family programming, okay? Breathe in that divine light. Exhale into your navel. Let go. Let go. Let go. Excellent. Good job. Let's breathe in this divine energy light and to exhale into our solar plexus as we gently release all those sabotaging words from our emotional mental chakra that programmed us into believing it was a chore or owning it was a chore to take care and self-love and nurture ourselves. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your solar plexus, letting that light come in. Really feel and warm your solar plexus. Let all those programmings and conditionings release. Not another day will you allow yourself or any other human being to stop you from self-care, self-nurturing, self-love when you need it. Here we go. Getting some resistances there. Maybe you're the kind of person that likes to work in the garden, that's self-nurturing, and working with the earth. Maybe you're a person that likes to read or crochet, or maybe you're a person who likes to fish. Maybe you're a person who likes to bird watch. Those are self-nurturing things. Because those are things that bring you enjoyment, peace, and love. So let's let go of those obstacles in the solar plexus. Here we go. Excellent. Now let's breathe this divine light into your heart chakra. With each gentle breath, let all those obstacles in your heart release. Let your threefold flamed heart rise and shine. Let your heart and your soul's creative passion shine and rise for your highest good. and the highest good of all. For more self-nurturing, self-care, and self-love. No longer in your heart it being a chore to do something nice for you. Now it's a pleasure, an honor, a blessing as you breathe to do something nurturing and pleasing for you, everyone. Be proud of yourselves. You're doing great. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your throat chakra. As you release, as you breathe, also include all the burdens that you've carried from the programming from this lifetime and all lifetimes, that it is a chore or not important to self-love, self-nurture, self-care. Let those burdens release as you breathe. Let any obstacles in your vocal cords, larynx, and voice box that prevents you from saying, I need to do this, and I need to do this today, or I need to do this this evening or this morning for myself. Excellent, excellent. Great shift. Let's now go into the center of our head, our pituitary pineal chakra, the god elixir in the center, the right and left side of your brain, your cellular memory, and your brain stem. As you breathe in divine light and exhale into the center of your head, let all illusions and deceptions release. With each breath, let all the neurons and circuits and wiring and all quadrants of your brain light up with healthy functioning, divine connection, and reminding you that you are worthy to self-care, love, and nurture to take that time. Letting those illusions and deceptions from the past and the past before the show tonight release. With each breath, you may even notice it as you release these obstacles inside your head. Your ears might be clearing. Yes, some of your ear chakras are opening up. Yeah. Some of you may be feeling too, your third and fourth eyes are starting to pulsate a little. Good job getting rid of all those illusions and deception. You know, society for many, 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 many centuries have never taught that it was a good thing to self-nurture. They've always taught that it was selfish, and that's not true. Excellent shift. Let's now bring this divine light into the crown. And as we release these obstacles in our crown chakra, allow your crown to open wider and wider, connecting you more to your guardian angels. Hear your higher self, allowing your soul's path, your soul's mission to the highest good in this lifetime, to emerge fully and completely through inspiration, through dreams, through ideas just popping in your mind. Excellent there. Excellent. Let's now speak to our Akashic record. So go inside your heads, please. And you're going to say this silently. And you're addressing your Akashic record. Let's say the head librarian of your library. And you're handing the librarian these obstacles that you just remove, to tuck away, so that if you ever need them for reference or information to help another human being, you can go and you can take them out of your library. You can read about them again and saw how you handled it, how you dealt with it, and even read about this moment right now where you said, okay, I release them and I put them away, without any emotional attachment. It'll be almost like you're reading somebody else's information. Excellent. You all tucked them away. Good. Be proud of yourself. Okay, it's been a very interesting week. Let's balance. In your next breath, as you breathe in this divine light, intention, connect with the element within you, your body, the elemental within you, your body. Connect with the elemental of air within you, your breath. Connect with the elemental within you, fire, your physical beating heart. Connect with the elemental within you, water, the water in yourselves and around yourself. Now let's connect with the fifth element, love, your threefold flamed heart chakra. And as we gently breathe in divine light and exhale, let's bring all our elements into synchronicity, harmony, and balance with each breath. Here we go. I'm helping you. So, excellent, beautiful. Awesome. Self-love. In your next breath, breathe in divine pure love. And exhale divine love. With each gentle breath as you breathe, fill your heart. Gentle breathing. With each gentle breath of divine sacred love, allow that love to cascade and fill all your chakras, major chakras, and minor chakras with each gentle breath. With each gentle breath, allow divine love to expand into all your organs, all your glands, all your systems, your organs, glands, and systems deserve some love. Breathe in divine love. Exhale, divine love. Let this divine love now expand into your spine. Let it flow through all the discs and vertebrae. Let it flow effortlessly through your spine. Divine love, each breath. Divine love with each breath. Let's fill all cells. T cells, white cells, red cells, all the way down to the atomic structural level. Breathing in that divine love. Exhale. rippling out into our auric field. Divine love fills the first layer of our auric field with each breath. Gentle love, nurturing love, rippling out to the second layer, filling pulsate, rippling out to the third layer. Soothing, vibrating love. Expanding to the fourth layer and the fifth layer. It feels so wonderful and amazing to feel, sense, and vibrate 100% pure divine love. Expanding to the sixth and seventh layer of your auric field. Your emotional, mental bodies, physical bodies, and spiritual bodies vibrating divine love. Let's everyone start to come back to the awareness of the present moment in their body. I know, but you can still stay and linger in the love, you know. Love never goes away. Some people just forget that it's so available. Now, everybody, please bring your aura in to 12 inches off your body. So pull your aura in, intention. Excuse me, good job. All right, humbly everybody. Humbly everybody. Humbly everybody. Take a big breath, please. Excellent. Everybody's grounded and in their body. So I want to thank you for coming and being here and joining me every week. It's so wonderful and amazing when you're here with me. It adds more joy to me. I hope I bring more joy for you. I hope that everything that I do each week for you helps. When you get a chance, check out my website, Gene of Divine Healing. I've got my channeled artwork up there now. And it's all as of June 1st. It will also be available for. It will also be available for wallpaper, and I have a couple of other new amazing projects that I'm going to be birthing. So anyway, remember that I am available for healings and readings and workshops by phone, by Skype, by video phone, and in person. God bless you. Aloha. Namaste and aho. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you for loving yourself and it not being a chore to be here today with me. Until next week, have a fabulous week. And remember, you can always breathe in love anytime you want. It's accessible to all of us. Okay, charging the water. Here we go, charging your water. And it's charged. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Archangel Michael, for reminding me. I would have felt sad if I had forgotten. And then I would have had to let that go and say, Gene, just do it at the beginning of meditation so you don't forget. So anyway, thank you, everybody. And remember to laugh at yourself, too, because we all make mistakes, right? I love you all. God bless.